Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
SinCityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
Sin City Radio.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Mission from God.
I was just bullshitting, man.
SinCityRadio.net.
And let me pass. Fool, they have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
Sensitive Radio.
SinCityRadio.net.
Hope you feel better.
We'll be all right.
Indeed.
Well, sexy, say what's up.
Tell us what's happening.
What's up, everybody?
Hey.
What's happening? Hey, y'all know in 2 weeks, 2 weeks is a milestone. 4 years in 2 weeks.
All right.
Yep, 2 weeks from the day, man. We've been on the air for 4 years.
Okay. Been on the air for 4 years.
All right. That's a blessing.
Fan City.
Damn, 4 years, huh?
Mm-hmm. 4 years, February 19th, man.
Exactly 2 weeks from today.
That's all. God is good.
For sure, man. Hard to believe.
Quite a feat.
Well, I enjoyed it, even though.
I said that's quite a feat. Janine, what's happening?
Hello.
Janine, you one of the ones that can say you've been here almost a whole 4 years.
Been where?
On the show.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine you've been calling the show almost 4 years?
No, that's unbelievable.
It is. I think it's a hell of a feat.
Mm-hmm.
All the arguing we went through. I ain't talking about you, Janine.
Uh-huh.
I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about somebody else. Motherfuckers getting on my nerves. I was ready to quit about 5 or 6 times.
You did quit about 5 or 6 times. What are you talking about?
I only quit once.
Really?
4 of those times was your fault because you was getting on my damn nerves.
Now, boys.
That's only the truth.
Yeah, I know. Really?
No, but on a serious tip, I think it's a hell of a feat, man. 4 years, dude. It's a long time.
Yeah, I mean, shit. Hey. Just 4 years.
Almost 12.
Spin-off.
So did.
Happy anniversary.
And we outlasted them.
Right.
4 years, almost 12,000 listeners.
All right.
That's pretty goddamn good.
Yes, it is.
If I do say so myself, it is pretty damn good.
It's a hell of an accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and in that 12 years, we didn't have a lot of people come through here.
Yep. A lot of, and I'd have pissed off a lot of people.
Intentionally?
It was never intentionally, but, you know, I was misunderstood.
No.
You know, I'm complicated. I'm a complicated person.
You just hard headed as hell.
That part. You're not complicated.
I'm complicated. It's hard to figure
out.
No,
it's not. You're not complicated. That's how you see yourself complicated, but you're not complicated. You're just setting your ways, and it's like either your way or the highway.
That's not true. I've learned to compromise a lot from this show.
Say what?
I said I learned to compromise
what?
A lot on this show.
Dude, you was kicking people off the show, off the website. I mean, come on, man.
Did you see what I said?
I'm just saying.
I just said I learned to compromise on this show.
Uh-huh.
Man, that's a hell of a feat for me.
Yes, you
know.
They
argue
like
husband
and wife.
Yeah, I think I came a long way. But let's get into the show. How are the ladies doing tonight? Everybody good?
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. Everybody drama free this week?
No drama so far this week?
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Who got drama? Somebody said, oh, yeah. Who got drama? Who didn't have drama this week?
I don't know who said, oh, yeah, but not Peaches.
Somebody said, oh, yeah. I think it was Liquor Store. Liquor Store, you got some drama this week?
That wasn't me. And no drama.
Three ladies, and nobody has drama. That's hard to believe. All right, I ain't mad at y'all. Congratulations on having a great show.
Oh, yeah, enjoying the snow. That's what we're doing.
Who enjoying it? You enjoying it. This shit can never go away. If I never see some more snow, it'll be too soon.
Okay.
Shit.
All right, y'all. I'm going to start it off, y'all. I was at the chiropractor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting in the waiting room. And I'm next to this dude and his girl. I'm assuming it was this girl from what they were talking about. Now, apparently, something had just happened. It had been a couple of days or whatever. But he kept saying, I'm sorry. You know, every time she say something, he kept apologizing for it. So now, you know, I'm ear hustling. So what I'm gathering is his boy that she don't like tried to set him up with somebody else. And I guess he found out about it. She found out about it some kind of way. So they were talking about it, and he kept saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. So my question is, how many times does a man have to apologize for being wrong before y'all accept it? Dude said, I'm sorry, like 20 times while we were sitting in there. He kept saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And she kept going on and on and on and on. Do you know what I'm saying? Now, he looked at me. He knew I'm hustling. He looked at me like, man, this is bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I give him that look back like, I feel you, dog. Like, hey, I don't know what to tell you. But my question is, how many times does a man have to apologize for messing up before y'all accept it? Anybody.
They don't.
Peaches say once. No, Peaches say once, because if you apologize, it's up to me to take it in my heart and say, okay, I forgive you and move on about it. But if you don't have to, every time I talk, you got to keep on apologizing. That's nerve-wracking. That'll get on my nerves. Just say you apologize. Okay, get over it. All right, next.
That's because she kept bringing it up.
She shouldn't bring it up. That means she don't forgive me.
She kept bringing it up.
Who kept bringing up him or her?
She did. She kept saying,
she don't forgive him yet. Until she forgive him from her heart, she going to keep on having that on him. Every time he says something, oh, I'm sorry. No, she got to forgive him. Hell, he done said he was sorry, and that's up to you to forgive him.
Yeah, but he shouldn't have to keep saying, I'm sorry.
All right.
That's
it's up to her to forgive him. You got to quit bringing it up. She need to shut up and quit bringing it up.
Okay, Liquor Store.
Just that once. I mean, that's overkill. It's too much. You know what I mean? And like she said, either you're going to forgive him or you're going to let him go. But to keep on, you know, throwing it in the person's face and make, you know, that's too much. That's too much.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. Okay. Janine?
I don't know. You know, these are just your facts. I need the facts from the lady.
Well, I don't know if she got the... She found out about it. She was dogging his boy for trying to set him up.
Well, maybe she wasn't done being upset about it. It just happened. It was fresh on her mind. Maybe he should have waited to apologize when she was finished. Instead of apologizing 20 times, why you ain't just wait until she finished what she had to say, then apologize?
Well, I mean, shit, he was looking like, well, damn, you know how many times I got to say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Baby, I'm sorry. That's all he kept saying. And she just kept going on and on.
Why would you immediately say you sorry when she ain't even finished telling you what you should be sorry about?
Apparently they was talking about it in the car. I don't know. He just kept saying, I'm sorry. He apologized for whatever happened. You know, she like, fuck your boy, fuck you, go live with him, all that kind of stuff. He just kept saying, baby, I'm sorry. I don't even know if he did anything with the girl.
That's why I said, I don't even know what he did, if he did anything or not. So we don't even know what really happened with that.
Right, but see, my question is,
I can't be taking
no
time.
How many times does he have to say he's sorry?
He should have to say it once.
I mean, if he's truly sorry, then he only needs to say it once, if he's truly sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I don't know their situation.
Well, she wouldn't shut up talking about it, I know that.
Okay, well, maybe that wasn't the first time she had to say it. Maybe that was the third time she didn't have to. She didn't been through that. So we don't know. I'm just saying. All
right, dog. How many times do you think you got to apologize for the same mistake?
Man, you can apologize 100 times. The motherfucker ain't going to forgive you. They ain't going to forgive you. That's just the way it is.
But
if you keep bringing it up, you have to give the person away. Uh-huh. What
they say?
You can sit there and apologize to motherfuckers. Okay. I mean, motherfucker, and the bad part is that the motherfucker can say, all right, it's cool. Then the motherfucker throw it right back in your face. So, I mean, shit, if you, they going to forgive you, they going to forgive you. If they not, they not.
My just like
is,
I said,
if you ain't gonna forgive me, don't tell me you did.
Amen. Hold
it back up. I'm gonna tell you right now. I ain't trying to hear you because you already. I mean, if you said you forgive me, then you turn around the next day and me and you having a good time and you just say, you know, that was real fucked up what you did. Man, whatever.
And that's what I'm saying. Maybe she hadn't finished yet. And she hadn't forgave him yet. So maybe he should have just waited with his I'm sorry until she was done. Then if he decided to forgive him, then I could understand you saying, dang, how many times I'm going to have to say, well, she ain't even finished being married yet.
You know what? It's kind of like me. She's, you know, because you got some people out there that just, you know, that's just nasty like that. Like, she just gonna keep on bringing it up to try to make him feel even worse, but she don't know that's gonna backfire eventually. You know what I mean? If the person is truly sorry and you just keep on, you know what I'm saying, throwing it at him like that, and you, you know, you said, like said, you said, okay, it's cool, we moving on, then to me, shit, you shouldn't expect to, you know, hold on to that man a whole lot longer, because who gonna take that? You know what I mean? Just keep on having some shit thrown at him and thrown at him and thrown at him that you said you forgave him for. So.
Well, maybe I'm not understanding, because this haven't been weeks gone by. This was just that one day. Maybe it happened that day.
Well, we don't know all right. yet, though. So,
that's what I'm saying.
If it's the type of situation that they've been going through this all weekend or some, you know what I mean, for the last few days or some shit like that, or for the longest, I mean, I really wouldn't care what the argument was about, you know. If we talked about it and you said, you know, that you're sorry, and I said, it's okay, baby, then I should stop bringing it up. Even if it did just happen, you know, or you know, I feel what you're saying, shit, maybe it just happened and she was still on fire about it, but.
Well, let me say this. Everybody know that the car show. No, I don't normally bash women. I'm not a woman basher, but women do tend to, who you know, y'all. I'm not saying y'all per se, but women do tend to keep shit going. You know what I mean? Y'all hold on to shit longer than men. Like y'all bring the same shit up all the time.
But then, what if you don't bring the shit up? And then you act like, what if you the opposite, and you just act like you don't care? Is that even worse?
Put them in the refrigerator, please.
I mean, I feel like this. You talk about it, and then it should be over. There shouldn't be no lingering effects.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel. Once you discuss it, you get everything, lay everything out on the table. You talk about it. You know, whoever was wrong, apologize, and shit, move on. Move on to the next battle. But y'all tend to bring shit up. I'm just saying women in general. I could be wrong, but I guess how I feel about it.
I'm just saying that part because it seemed like if I don't bring it up, I don't know. It's like a lose-lose situation to me. If we bring it up, we nagging. Or
only if you already told me about
it. We throwing stuff in your face. If we don't bring it up and we act like we don't care, then, I mean, I've heard that we don't care about you. We're not showing that we care about the person we with. Oh, she don't even care what I did. She don't care. You know what I'm saying? If you got a type of person where it's like she don't care what you did, then you have some men that feel like, well, she don't even care nothing about me.
Well, I'm saying if you already talked about it, you already discussed it, why bring it back up?
Right.
I think people just like things to hang over your head. I mean, a lot of people just, my thing is this, if you get into if the situation is, if you do the same thing over, you know what I'm saying? Then, okay, I see how that triggered you to bring that back up because it's like, damn, you just did the same thing. But if you ain't, you sitting there and you ain't did shit, then, you know, like I said, you sitting there, y'all having a good time, and then the next day she, like, he or she, like, that's fucked up what you did. Like, well, damn, you know, now I think you just trying to find a reason to start a fight.
I agree with that. I can agree with that. But I don't like to argue. I tend to shut down. I just won't say nothing.
Let me ask you. Why do you shut down? I'm just asking because
right.
I know I do too. Why do you do it?
I do it because it ain't going to do nothing but lead to other things. You know, then you start saying shit that, you know, you start saying shit that you really don't mean and all that type of stuff, man. So I just don't say nothing, man. I completely shut down because I don't want to say something I'm going to regret later. Because when you mad, when you angry, you tend to say shit that you really don't mean. Now you got to apologize for that shit later on. Well, I didn't really mean that, but you already said it. And most people say what they really mean when they mad.
I truly believe that. When you mad, you say what you really mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's but then true. At the end of the day, you got to apologize for saying that. And now you're lying because now you're saying, well, I didn't really mean that. Yeah, you did.
Yes, you did. You meant it.
Exactly. But now you got to lie about it.
Then you seen how bad it hurt me or how bad it pissed me off, and it's like, well, I didn't mean it.
Mm-hmm. That's why I shut down. I just let you say what you got to say, and I'm done with it.
You know, my thing is, if you can actually get mad and go through all, you know, all these feelings and then look at that person and say, I love you, then I think this, at some point you should just, I mean, whatever you mad about, let it go.
I can agree with that.
if it's not that detrimental to you, where it's like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you know, we all piss each other off. Hell, males piss females off, females piss males off. But if you could sit there and say, you know, throughout all that, man, I love this girl, Lord. I love this man. You know what I'm saying? Let it go. I mean, my thing is, if you sitting there like, okay, fuck you, this, that, and other, man, I mean, to me, it's just like a, it's like a never-ending, just a never-ending battle. It's like, damn, it's just a never-ending battle.
And then you get tired of that. Now you ready to bounce. I think it's tough to maintain a relationship nowadays. I really do.
Not really.
Yeah, it is.
No, it ain't. I mean, you know, that's your opinion, and that's mine.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Are you in a relationship right now?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
I'll rest my case.
Why you rest your case? It's because it's my choice.
It's hard to maintain a relationship.
I'm not
going to
settle for nothing, so it's not hard being in a relationship. I'm just not going to settle for no anything. And for anybody to talk to me anyway, put their hands on me, and we got to fuss and argue. We'll never be the Huxtables, but damn, you know, it's some good relationships out there that lasts.
Well,
you got to know what makes him happy. You got to know what makes her happy.
I guarantee you, if you go up to a happy couple right now that's been together 10 years, happy as hell, I guarantee you, both of them will tell you, it's been hard. It's a fucking struggle.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying it hasn't been hard. It's hard. But, you know, it's work. It's just like going to a job.
You just said it's easy to maintain a relationship. I'm telling you,
I must have misunderstood you. I apologize for that. I am a woman. I apologize if I misunderstood you. But, I mean, ain't nothing perfect. You just got to work for what, you know, you got to work at it. If you want it to be good, you got to work at it.
Well, that,
but you can't work at it by yourself. It's a teamwork thing. You can't do it by yourself.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
It's teamwork. But, yeah,
well,
ain't nothing easy. Everything's hard.
What if one of the teammates ain't playing fair?
Then, which teammate ain't playing fair?
I mean, whether him or her. I mean, I'm not going to pinpoint nobody. I'm just saying, whether him or her. I mean, we do it, and y'all do it. I mean, shit.
Yeah, it's the ladies out there to do it. Yeah, touche.
I might say something out of spite or out of anger. You know, I'm not perfect. I might say it, but, I mean, you will too. I mean,
Do you mean it, though?
You know what? I'm going to tell you the difference. With us, I think we probably get to a boiling point. With y'all, it's usually for attention. I mean, one thing I've learned, that females crave attention, whether it's good or bad. As long as I got your attention, I'm good. and to me, it's like, if you really knew what I was thinking, I mean, I don't want attention from you this bad. I don't want bad attention. I don't want to the point where, as long as you acknowledging me, I don't want that, because
right,
I know how I'm thinking. So I don't want you thinking about me like that. I don't want you thinking that, man, you constantly pissing me off for no fucking reason. I want you, when you think about me, I want you to love me. I want you to be like, damn.
Right.
I don't want you thinking negative about me. Now, like I said, us, we're more spiteful. I'll give you that. We are spiteful. When we get in our little molds and we get in our little moods and we get pissed off, yeah, we may say or act in a certain type of way that will piss you off. And yeah, we know it pissed you off, but that's just because we was already mad. Women, Women do it for attention. Well, I got his attention. I done seen women talk to other dudes. You know what I'm saying? And you like, well, mm-hmm. you knew your man was gonna be mad. Why'd you do it? I just wanted his attention. You really think you got his attention? Man, ready to beat the shit out you. I just never understood bad attention is good. I've never understood that.
Me neither. Okay. I don't want no negative attention.
Exactly.
Ladies, nobody's going to respond to that one? Is it true?
Well, no. I don't think so.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. I mean, we both need each other's attention. If I can't get your attention the right way or a good way, I'm not going to beg for it. Hell, you know what I'm saying?
Well, what you going to do? You going to do
something
fucked up?
I'm
going
to do what I know how to do to get your attention. If I don't get it, I say, well, baby, I see you're not in that mode or that mood right now. So when you're ready to holler, holler.
That right there, you knew I'm in a fucked up mood. Why are you going to say all that? Why you just don't leave me alone?
If I know you in a messed up mood, I wouldn't say nothing. I'd be like, well, I see you had a bad day, baby. If you need anything, just call me. I'm here.
Really?
Come on. Come on. Yeah, Taz, yes.
Man,
that's
teaching. Okay.
That's teaching.
I've had a long day, so maybe I'm not looking at things clearly today. I've had a long fucked up day, so I'm not looking at things clearly because I don't see when the fuck women do shit. As the saying goes, where they do that at? Because I ain't seen a motherfucking woman do no. Oh, you had a bad day, honey? Well, let me just that old motherfucker's first thing. I ain't do shit to you. Fuck it.
Well, it shouldn't be like that. All people are not like that. I mean, that's just like me. If I had a bad day, he just seen I had a bad day. He gonna go on because he know how I am. He gonna go on about his business until I calm down or whatever. And then he'll be like, "Oh, okay, how you feeling now?" I'll be like, or whatever the nature is. But if I done had a bad day and you know I had a bad day, don't come around.
Bag up. What did you say? He said, "How you feeling?" You Man, go on. Come on now. Hold on. I'll tell you what. Let's go to a song
right quick.
Be right back.
Yeah, let's leave your name and a brief message, and I'll be sure to get back with you. Peace.
Tell him I love you. Break it down. I don't want nobody else to hear the sound. This love is so private up there. Interrupt the flow, know them better not dare. We got to break it all down. In the daytime, I think not. I'd rather do you after school like some homework. Am I getting you in my bedroom? No. 'Cause then we have to stop. I'd rather wait till everyone's fast asleep than do it in the kitchen on a tabletop. Oh, we got to break it all down. The crackle of the flame will just spoil the flow.
a fire, baby. Dripping all over like the ball of wax. Relax and let go. Down, baby. Ooh. I'm here to do work, baby. So what you here to do? I know you got something special on your mind. Is that true?
Yeah.
I'm here to do work, baby. And I want to do it with you. Say you want a slow jam, then listen up, girl. I wanna whisper music in your ear that'll rock you, rock you, rock your world. Oh, what's my name, love? I'll ask you again and again and again and again.
I'm good. Oh. Niggas right, be lying so much. Niggas don't know when to tell the truth.
I like that song. Who was that?
Devin Campbell. Too bad he was singing okay. The Prince, though.
I don't actually listen to Devin Campbell, but shit, I like that song. On the rocket, rocket.
He was like singing the Prince.
What?
He was singing the Prince.
You silly, man.
We gay or something?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'm about to hurt him.
Well, I don't know. I don't know nothing about the dude.
You don't remember Tevin Campbell?
I know about him. But I'm saying, I didn't know nothing. I didn't know nothing about him being gay or nothing like that.
That's what they say.
Mm. All right, Janine, let me ask you a question. I'm going to give you a scenario.
Okay.
And I want you to give me a one-word answer.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Okay, you and your guy been together. Pick a number. Pick a number from 1 through 10 for me.
6.
Okay, y'all been together 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very happy. One word answer. What's the one thing that you crave from him? You crave his what?
He said, what you crave from him. He's going to answer all of
it. He said one word.
One word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 2 words. What's the one thing you crave from your man? All women crave something, or they wouldn't be with
him. Oh, my goodness.
He said he don't answer, bro.
Isn't that tough?
I can answer.
I thought it just rolled off.
Can I answer?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is a little sexy, can I answer?
Yeah, go ahead.
I will say
word.
Affection.
Affection, okay. Okay. Look, so, one word. What do you crave from your man?
His touch.
His touch, okay, that's a good answer. Okay, Peaches, what do you crave? One word.
Respect.
Okay. Back to you, Janine.
I guess at this moment I'm craving
commitment.
Okay. All right, dog. One word. What do you crave from your woman? One word.
Understanding.
Hello?
You said understanding?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There was some pretty decent answers, but I thought everybody was going to say they crave that love. Because you can't have no things without love.
Usually if you're with someone, if you're with someone for that long of a time, you know that person loves you. And it, sometimes it doesn't become about the love. It becomes about the other things that you're missing. So it's nothing to say that the person doesn't love you. You know you guys love each other. It starts to become about the other things that you feel you're missing.
Did you work today, Janine?
Huh?
Did you work today?
I worked from home.
Yeah, I figured that. You was watching Oprah today, right?
What do you
mean? That sounds like an Oprah answer. Oprah Dr. Drew type answer. Well, if you have been with them for 6 years, you know they already love you. Go ahead and Oprah. So it's not about the love. It's about the other things, the little things, Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Hell on up out of here. It's always about love.
Is that your answer?
That's my answer. I crave the love. I need to know that I'm loved.
But all
that
comes.
Huh?
I said all of that comes up under respect, trust. You know, love is always going to be there, but you got to respect me to get that love.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, every woman want to hear, I love you. At the end of the day, every woman wants to hear that. I don't care how
long you've been
together.
I'll give you that one.
All y'all want
to
hear that.
But I don't want you to hear
it
if you don't mean it. And I know y'all don't want to hear it if you don't mean it.
Yeah, but you still want to hear it.
Right, but if it's true, I know I love you and you don't.
But it don't matter.
That's to each his own. Peaches, let me just rephrase that. Don't say it to me if you don't mean it. So I don't want to hear it unless it's from your heart.
Man, it sounds like Wick on the phone again. You ain't listening. It doesn't matter if you mean it or not. You still want to hear it.
That's not true. That's not true, Tanya. And I completely agree. If you don't love me, don't say you love me just because that's what you think I want to hear. Because, I mean,
exactly.
That's disrespectful. That's that you might as well, you know what I'm saying, push me down and call me a bitch.
That part.
Yeah, but whether he mean it or not, you still hurt.
No,
him.
There is no whether he mean it or
not.
No, I don't want to hear it if he don't mean it.
All right, woman's power.
But you still need to hear it. That's my whole point. You still need to hear
you're
it.
You're not listening, Wick. You're not understanding, Father Time. You're not getting it. Hear me and hear me well. You can keep that stinking ass, I love you, unless you mean it.
All right, amen. I got you, girl. I got your back.
If you've had an attitude with me for however long or whatever the case, you know what I'm saying? If we've been upset with one another and all of that, no, I don't want to hear, baby, you know I love you. No, I want to hear that right now because, you know what I mean, in the midst of an argument, that's not necessarily, you don't tell me that until we've reconciled this argument and, you know what I'm saying, and you mean it. And I'm not going to do you like that. I'm not going to, in the middle of an argument or whatever, just tell, baby, you know I love you. No, I'm not going to do that because he's not going to want to hear it at that point.
Exactly.
If you
well, most
mad
of the time when a man say I love you, that end the conversation.
No, y'all ain't getting off that easy, no. You just ain't going to have it your way, no. You can't just say that, and that's just what I said in the beginning. No. And let's don't end it. Let's make it sure that you understand what we're saying.
At the end of the day, I don't care what y'all say, that actually rhymes.
Okay, that's your opinion. That's your opinion. And you are entitled to your opinion that sucks.
Hey, my opinion may suck,
move
but
on.
You still want to hear it.
Move on.
I don't care who you are. You want to hear those three words. Y'all sit up here playing like y'all all tough.
Yeah, okay.
Y'all still want to hear that shit at the end of the day.
I don't want you to tell me you love me unless it's from your heart, straight up. You can take it any way you want to. That's just Peach's opinion, and I'm not going for it. So, touche.
See, now y'all
move
not
on to the next question.
Y'all not listening. I didn't say, I'm not saying whether he mean it or not. What I'm saying is, at the end of the day, you still want to hear those words. That's what I'm
no,
saying.
No, I ain't going for that.
Thank you, Janine. See how easy that was? Janine said again, of course we want to hear it. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying
okay,
he
that's
got to
Janine.
Be.
Whatever.
But that's every woman feel that way. That ain't just Janine. All y'all feel that way, even Sunshine.
I don't.
I see you, Sunshine.
I don't want to hear it at the end of the day unless it's from your heart. I don't care.
What you mean you don't want to hear? You want to hear the words. You want to hear those. You want somebody to say, I love you. Every woman wants somebody to say that. I don't care how
okay,
old you are.
Really
okay. You
okay.
Know the words.
Father time. If you tell me you love me, Father time. If you say, Peaches, I love you. Are you meaning it?
It don't matter if I mean it or not. You still want to hear it coming from me.
Well, hell no.
See,
no,
day,
I'm not even hearing that. I don't care. We can ride all night with this. No, I don't want to hear that unless you mean it. No.
Why would
you
say
you want me to
tell
you I love you at the end of the day, if you want me to tell you I love you at the end of the day, you want me to mean it from my heart. I'm not going to just say it just because I know that's what you want to hear. No, I'm going to say it because that's what I truly mean.
Why would you say
yo,
it if you don't mean it Father Time anyway?
That's not
right.
What I'm saying. That's not what
I'm
saying. I'm saying at the end
think
of
that's
the day.
What you're, saying. You're just saying if that's our man and we're in love with each other, we know we want to hear him say, I love you. That's basically
that's
what
all
you're
I'm saying.
Saying.
That's all
mm-hmm.
I'm saying.
Yeah, that's
I'm,
all
they,
me. Of course
and they turn
is.
Into something totally different.
Because they're just saying if he doesn't mean it. That's all they're saying, but they're saying the same thing. Y'all saying the same
right.
thing.
Well, whether he means it or not, you still want to hear it.
See, but now you're adding something else into it. If someone doesn't mean it, then you don't want to hear it. If he don't mean it, why would somebody tell somebody that they love them if they don't mean it?
Right.
Okay, but let me ask you this. How do you know if I don't mean it? You don't know. You don't know what I really think. As long as I'm telling it to you, you're going to eat that shit up. You don't know if
hell
I really mean
nah,
it.
Not me.
Nah, see.
I ain't no dummy.
Totally
I ain't right with it.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
But you
still want to hear it. We just started seeing each other. We don't, you know what I'm saying? We connect, and our little chemistry is right, but we only like 3 weeks in. I don't want... No, you don't. I'm about to run the other direction.
Right.
But you don't. You don't know that, though. Hold on, y'all. Let me bring Sunshine in. What's happening, Sunshine? What a why?
Hey, Father Time. What a why?
What's cracking, dear?
Nothing. Yeah, what you saying, I'm with Peaches. I'm not feeling that. Don't tell me you love me if you don't feel it. But I'd rather you show me than to tell me. You saying
all
how
right.
We know? We
Please.
Know by your actions. Actions speak louder than words.
Tell them again, girl.
Yeah, that's bullshit. But let me ask you something.
What?
That's
not bullshit.
Sunshine, let me ask you a question. At the end of the day, you still want to hear those words, right?
Now, come on. Y'all know I'm evil. I don't give a damn.
All right, I'm saying take your tough side out of it. I'm saying you as a woman, at the end of the day, you want to hear those words.
If it's real, Monica, you don't mean them. I don't need nobody blowing smoke up my ass. If you don't love me, don't tell me you love me. And just leave it at that.
Let it go, brother.
I don't care what they say, dog. I believe in my heart every woman wants to hear those words. I don't care.
As a person, everybody wants to feel love. You don't have to hear those words to know that you're loved.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's bull, because at the end of the day, what's the first thing you say? Oh, you don't love me. Right?
Should you say that to me, and I might tell you, no, I don't.
You want to get choked.
You got choked back.
All right. A man cannot handle a real woman. He is scared of a real woman.
Says who?
Wait a minute. You said a man is scared of a real woman.
Y'all don't know how to deal with a real woman, a strong, independent woman. Y'all can't deal with her handling.
Hold on. What type of man?
I'm not saying y'all.
No, I understand what you're saying. What type of man can't deal with a woman? You just saying the average man can't deal with a
He can be from Wall Street. He can be from the hood. But if
saying,
you got a
strong,
average, independent woman.
You saying the average man can't deal with a real woman?
I'm not saying the average man now, because I don't know what an average man is. But I'm saying most men.
What type of man you saying can't deal with a woman? With a real woman?
I'm just saying most men cannot deal with a real strong independent
men,
woman.
Men,
they think smarter than them.
Don't. Okay, look. Let me help her.
Reword it for me, because I'm saying
it's
something, but I ain't saying it right.
Y'all hold on. Everybody hold their thought. Let me bring in a new caller. I think I already know who this is. This is Molly Mall.
Yes, Molly Mall.
What's happening, dog?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Molly?
I had to click in on that nonsense I was just hearing about. A man can't handle a real woman. I'm a nigga from Wall Street.
Kind of
like, what the hell?
No, I think she's referring to an insecure man. Because a real man can handle a woman.
Mm-hmm. Rewrite it like that, an insecure man.
Well, but most men ain't insecure. You did say most men can handle a real woman.
Majority
of men aren't insecure.
There's some of them
out
there. Yeah, but not majority.
Yeah, not majority. I want to say if when you want to go 100%, maybe 30% might be insecure about something.
Mm-mm.
It's like 40-90. Oh, I don't know about that. 49, I guess.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what you mean you're dealing with. Maybe you need to change up the type of man that you're attracted to. Because most men ain't like that.
No, the kind of come to me. Because I don't know. I'm not downgrading men. I love men. Don't get me wrong. It's just that shit. You just can't find nobody that's on your level. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never trying to be the man. I'm trying to be on your side and be with you. But damn, you know what I'm saying? You got to keep up with me first.
Well, see, that's the problem, though.
Wait, hold on.
You'll see somebody say independent. Independent women.
Did she just say, I'm not trying to be the man, but you got to keep up on my level? How does that work?
It's something like that, Chaz. I said something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That don't even make sense.
It don't.
But I'm saying, you know what I'm trying to say. Y'all know what I'm trying to say, so help me out. Help me, you know, put the words right now. I'm trying to say something. I'm trying to put a message out there, and I'm not trying to, you know, like I say, downgrading men. I'm just trying to, you know, where are the men that can handle a real woman? Like, you know what I'm saying? I got my own, pay my own, do everything. I mean, but shit, I want somebody on my team, you know?
Well, I mean,
not with somebody with their hand out and...
You need to change the places where you meeting these men. All right, go to a different bar.
Well, I don't go out meeting them.
You're meeting them somewhere. Wherever you're meeting them at, you don't need to be meeting them there.
Yeah.
Nah, that's why I leave them there.
I mean, what you're saying is crazy as hell. Most men are not like that. It's crazy as hell.
You right. Majority.
Most men are not like that.
Did you hear what she just said? Father Tyson told her you was right, then she said, majority. I'm not bad.
Y'all know what I'm trying to say. Hey, ladies, don't feel me. Y'all trying to hear what I'm saying.
We only know what you say.
Well, let me rewrite my words. Let me rethought my direction.
No, okay.
Let me rephrase.
No, okay, last comment.
What's up, bro?
What's up, Mom?
Now, do y'all think, you know, it's always the case because women always want to say, well, we strong, independent women, and we don't need no man for this, that, and the third. And then that be the problem with the dang old relationships because you want to be so damn independent.
That's why they ain't in a relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you raise your pedal too high, you're going to be lonely. You're going to be lonely. And you're right. That's the first thing they say. Well, I don't need a man for this. I don't need a man for that. Bullshit. Yes, you do. You can't sleep with no bill.
Yeah, I do. I need me a handyman.
Hey, not one woman out there is satisfied with a bill. A bill cannot make us satisfied, but that's what you're sleeping with because you got your pedestal so damn
high. I need me a handyman. I need a man that know how to fix on everything from A to Z, car, house, everything. I need a handyman.
Yeah, but you ain't going to ever find one because you just said a real man can't handle you. So how you going
to
find
one? Well, evidently he didn't know how to fix nothing. He ain't here. So I'm just saying, hell, I can put on a damn seatbelt and get up here and climb on the roof.
Yeah,
but that ain't my job.
What you said? You said a real man
fuck around
can't
and get
the
from under you.
Mm-hmm. What you say, Cass?
You gonna fuck around and get a lot of kick from under you? Climb your ass up there talking that shit.
I'm just saying, I just want a man. Just, you know, be yourself. Don't try to change up and be somebody you ain't. Just be you.
Okay.
And then let me be the choice, you know.
What? You want too goddamn much.
No, I don't. You know I can just forget you. I do not want too much. Ain't nothing wrong with wanting. I'm just not going to settle for less.
Right, because people in hell want ice water, but it ain't happening.
Whatever.
No, okay. Now, all right, well, with all this wanting, what you bringing?
Whatever needs to be bringing, because I got anything and everything you need and want.
I want you to set your ass up and get in the kitchen. You gonna do it?
You said what?
I want you to set your ass up and get in the kitchen. You gonna do it?
Yep, that's what you want me to do.
Get the fuck out of here.
That'd be the last
thing. Now, see, when you ask a question, somebody give you an answer you don't think is real. Come on now.
Come on, baby.
You
listen to what you're saying. Why would I think you're going to shut up? At what point in time am I going to think you're going to shut up with all the stuff that you say?
You know, I will shut my mouth. I know when to shut my mouth.
If I come in the house and I have the bad motherfucker that gone with that old bullshit, you ain't going to shut up. Most women don't. Most women ain't.
All right, I know when to go. I know when to go in my room.
If you do shut up, you got an attitude.
Say it.
But it don't matter. I'm shutting up.
Really, it don't matter. Fuck this. It's a night for me.
Oh.
All right, I need somebody to answer my Mars question. What's up with the independent shit? What woman on this
Love
phone?
It.
What woman on the show? Think like that. You're independent. You don't need a man for nothing. Who thinks like that? No, none of y'all on the show think like that. Look, there you have it, Marty Mar.
Okay, then.
Marty Mar.
Yeah.
It ain't that we don't need y'all, but when you ain't got nobody and you set your ways, it's hard. But a woman is willing to compromise, maybe.
I'm learning.
No, check this out. So I'm learning how to be submissive. I really want to be submissive to my man. So I'm learning. This is something I'm learning. Now I said it.
Okay.
That's my first step.
That's the first step to recovery, admitting that you got a problem.
Yep. Yep.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
All right. Janine, let me get your take on it. You up there in the corporate world. You making all that good, big, huge, large-ass $300,000 bonuses and all that good stuff and ain't sharing it. What you think? Do you consider yourself independent? Do you think you don't need a man for nothing?
I mean, I am independent. It's not because I want to be. I have no choice.
But do you think you don't need a man?
Of course I need a man.
Okay, see, you there know. You go. See, dog?
Yeah, I don't feel like just because whatever type of money I make don't mean I don't need somebody or I don't want somebody to share with. But it's like... You compromise, and when I guess it's when you feel like you're not getting anything out of all this compromising you're doing. I think that's when it's just like fuck it or something. I don't know. It's just like then you start to go back to your old ways. Like, well, fuck it, I'm doing this on my own anyway.
So there you go, dog. Like I said, all of them ain't corrupt. All of them ain't corrupt.
Well, you got some.
Say what, dog?
Well, I'm about to say, I can see them talking, you know, and at least they being truthful about it, you know. They ain't lying, and cause you get some that just want to stand their ground and be like, damn, I don't need a man for nothing. Y'all ain't worth shit and all this and all the baggage. You know, it's like, hey, y'all got problems because of what you picked before. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know why they think like that. They think like that because I guess somebody else before you been crushed their damn heart. So now they hating all men. You know what I mean? They hate the world.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not, because I don't hate the world.
I don't. I don't hate men either. I just want me a good man.
Okay, what's a good man? What's a good man?
You agree? Okay. Let's see. Ask the other ladies and come back to me on that one.
See, but you said it, but you can't even describe it. See, that's bullshit.
I mean, when I describe stuff, y'all don't like the way I tell y'all stuff. Y'all don't like the way I describe stuff. Y'all judges me. I mean, because a good man can be in a lot of categories. I mean, he can go in there and cook a dinner, vacuum the floor, take the trash out. Does that make him good? No. You know, that's just helping. So, you know, I don't know.
Well, I have to disagree with that. A good man does.
Why?
That's what makes him a good man, because he's willing to help you.
Right, that's what I said. He does that help. And I mean, it's the little things, and it's the thought that counts. That makes him a good man, too. It's always a thought that counts in anything. Because I don't have to ask you to do this or tell you to do this. You do it because, you know, you see I need help or something, or you, I don't know. I don't know. And it's not true when you men say women's only good for two things, the kitchen and the bedroom. The kitchen and the bedroom, the devil is a lie.
I don't think like that.
I'm just saying some men do. I didn't say you. I said some men. Because I'm good in that thing. I can do the same thing a man can do but sleep with another woman because I'm strictly dickly. Now, how about that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, everybody quiet now.
I think everybody quiet because, I mean, don't take this the wrong way, but you're confusing the hell out of everybody. You're saying one thing, and then you turn around and say something else that totally contradicts
okay.
what you said at first. So I'm a little confused. First you
about
said
what?
A man that helps
try to
is
help.
Not a good man, and then you turn around and said a man that does help, is that makes him a good man. Which one is it? I'm just a little confused.
I did not contradict myself, and I didn't say that. I said the little help that you guys do is the thought that counts.
Yeah, but does that make us good or not?
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Lily Snow? Are you one of those independent that don't need a man type women? Woman?
No, I think that's the dumbest thing a woman could ever say.
I know, 100%.
I would have to push that button on them. You know that sound bite? What you said is the dumbest thing. We are all stupider for having heard it. That's the big thing. And I think that is a problem. That's the problem for a lot of women who, you know, keep claiming that ain't no good men around. Nah, it's plenty of good men around, but you think that you can do and say, and you know, they ain't like a man, so don't no man want to be with that. Ain't no man getting ready to be in no relationship where, you know, she feels like, you know, she can do what he can do. It's just not true. I mean, even if you can't, I'm very independent in a lot of ways. Yes, I can go change a tire or fucking, you know what I mean, do all that shit, but I'm not going to come at you like, well, nigga, I don't need you to do it because, you know, I can do it myself. Don't nobody want that.
Yeah,
but I didn't say that.
I didn't say you
did.
Well, first of all, this is a talk radio. Nobody needs to take nothing personally unless somebody actually
needs
your name.
Oh, I
didn't
say you took it personally.
Take it
I was
personally.
Just saying I didn't say that.
She wasn't saying that you said
that's
that.
That's all. Okay.
So you're taking it personally. This is talk radio. Unless a person actually knew your name, don't take it personally.
Whatever.
It took me 3 years in learning that. But let me ask you a question.
But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, I'm still right.
let me ask you a question, Mr. Stone.
Yeah.
How much you charge to change oil? Needle. I mean, if you change the tires, I'm pretty sure you can change the oil, too.
It depends on, yeah, okay. We'll talk about it after the show.
I mean, as long as you got to be charging less than Midas, because I can always go to Midas if you're charging more than them.
Well, of course you could.
I'll send out my car away for somebody. Somebody can take my car.
I think that's cool you can help me under the hood. I think that's cool. I don't mind a woman that can help me.
You know what I did today? I had to move my car. And granted, my car did get stuck somewhere else. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's an alley that I park in the back of my house. And there's an alleyway. So there's a long way and there's a short way. So I took
Hold on. Hey, man, see if you can find that background, though. We got a lot of background going on. Okay, go ahead, Lickerstow. What are you saying now?
I ain't gonna go into the whole story. I'm just saying I'm the type of person that, you know, if it's something that requires two people to do, I don't mind getting out there. You'll never hear me say, well, I just got my nails done, I can't come help you, or, you know, you'll never hear me say that. If you need help, well, if I'm your woman, that's what the hell I'm there for. So, shit, we gonna tag team it and get it done together.
All right. If you know the difference between a half inch and a 5/8, shit, that's rock and roll.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I say pass me a half inch and you pass me a 5/8, you know what the hell you got here for?
I need the half inch wrench, baby, not the 5/8.
That's when you teach her.
Huh?
I said that's when you teach her, because if she's willing to be out there with you and she don't know the difference, you teach her the difference.
You know, I agree with that 100%. I agree with that 100%. I don't have no problem. If I'm sitting out there in the cold changing the tire and my woman come out there and phone with me, shit, that's a good-ass woman to me. Because she could easily sit in the car, but she right out there in the cold with me. I like that kind of shit.
I don't, you know, that's what we in a relationship, and you don't never have to go through nothing alone. Whatever needs to be done, I'll be there to help you with. And, you know, like I said, I might not understand, but if you show me how to help you, you always got help.
Hey, that's what's that. That's the mark of a good woman to me. That's willing to help. And, you know, someone to be like, she, I ain't getting out there. That's what I got you for.
You know what I'm saying? Then they wonder why the jacks slip when they crawl up underneath the car.
Wow.
I'm just saying, you know, accidents do happen.
That was nice. That was not nice.
Accidents do happen, that's all I'm saying. So just be prepared.
Like when she tripped on the deck and, yeah.
Right. She didn't know what the hell she was doing down there. I told her to wait for me. I went down there. The car was sitting on the rib cage. I don't know how it happened.
That goes two ways.
I know.
Cheated.
But that's all I'm saying. I don't see nothing wrong with your woman helping you out around the house, underneath the hood, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
And some women won't do that type shit. And then they wonder why they ass alone, why they single. You ain't willing to get your hands dirty with it, then shit, why you with it?
What if you don't want to teach her?
I would have no problem with teaching my woman nothing. If she asks and want to learn, I'm there. I'll teach you whatever I can. Because she can teach me some shit in the kitchen, I can teach her some shit about the car. We teach each other.
Okay.
You said he don't mind teaching if she's willing to learn.
Ain't that right, Sunshine?
I said.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, girl? We don't argue like we used to. What's up with that?
I don't know.
Why are you toning stuff down?
Trying to stress love.
Huh?
That I'm trying to stress less.
You trying to stress love?
Less.
What's love? What's love got to do with it?
I said less. Get you a hearing aid.
What? Speak up.
I heard her.
Speak your hell up.
I heard what she said.
Who said that?
What she say?
She said she trying to stress less.
Thank you.
Now, I heard what she said, but I didn't hear what you said. So,
well,
I'm
back
to
Mr. 3000.
See, I didn't hear that either, so I'm not even going to respond to it. Stress less. Whatever. Y'all tripping tonight. Hey, don't forget, though, y'all, 2 weeks from now, make sure y'all celebrate with us. Tell everybody. 4 years, y'all. You heard? And the site.
Yeah.
I'm saying you ain't been on the site in a while.
I know. What? I'm scared to go see what it look like now.
What you mean?
Because last week you said there's no more X-rated pictures and videos. And,
yeah, but it still looked the same.
How the hell it looks the same and there ain't no dicks and pussies on the screen?
It's still the same site.
So the site is back up?
The site is back up. Site been up. It's still the same site, it's just not as raunchy as before, that's all. It's still the same site. Same members, same users, same tabs, same everything. You know, y'all damn freaks on here.
It's Father Time proof now, y'all.
Damn right.
And I know you saw my pictures, Father Time.
I did not take anybody's picture. For the 100th time, I did not save no pictures. I didn't print no pictures. I just deleted them all. And I got a scrap of those pictures around this mug. You got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I may have saved a few in the cloud, but that's about it. No, but straight up, y'all. We fight for fight, man. We still got the poetry on there. You know, some of it is actually pretty damn good. No change. We still got the video chat room, chronicles, pranks, all that good stuff. You just can't look at naked women no more. I'm naked men. Well, I mean, if you want to get in the chat room and get naked, you know, go right ahead.
There's nothing against that. I can't control what you take off on in the chat room.
You feel me?
Man, what's going on tonight, man? Everybody all quiet and shit. I ain't kicking nobody off. What the hell?
It was one of them days.
Everybody had a long day.
I don't know about everybody, but I know I had a very long day, man. Been in the goddamn hospital walls. I'm tired. I mean, shit.
Pushing that snow
like,
and stuff makes you
tired. Feel like my damn ankle, my knee about to cut out of socket. Motherfucker, man, let me tell you. This motherfucker, I get that, right? I get to the hospital. Motherfucker, sit me down. Not to mention my boss thinks that I was bullshitting. Like, I really wasn't hurt. Motherfucker, I get there. This motherfucker, they sit me down, right? They let everybody go before me. So I'm just sitting there. I'm like, what? Why is everybody going before me? They tell me, well, they had this, that, or the other. They keep making up excuses. I finally get back there, right? I get back there. You know, I get in the back. You know, I got to wait forever. Then they tell me that the physician is not there, so I got to wait on the nurse to do the work. The physician is not there. It takes even longer. All right. I finally get back there. They tell me to undress, right? Tell me to undress, put the robe on, right?
Oh, I think they know about it.
She said, keep your robe on. She said, and unlike you, Father Time, I listened to it because she said, keep my underwear on, too. So now I'm sitting there, nothing on my underwear, this robe. You know, and they got the little open, you know, the folks open up in the back. So now the nurse comes in, she checks my leg, she tells me that I didn't rip a couple of ligaments. And, you know, she, like, got to do an x-ray because it feels like, you know, your leg's pretty bad. I said, okay. So she said somebody be in there to get the x-ray. Come take you to the x-ray, right? Now I'm thinking in my head, all right, well, if you know I got a bad leg, you know my leg hurt. You know, maybe they went to go get the wheelchair, right? This bitch, she comes right back and say, hey, come on, let's go. I'm like, I got to walk to the x-ray? Now, take your mind, I ain't got nothing on but this robe, right? So I'm like, hey, can you tie my robe up? You know, y'all got me walking in the middle of the hallway. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got shit on. So the lady, she agrees to it, but she looks at me like, yeah, I guess I can help you. So now they get me in the hallway, and they leave me right in the middle of the hallway, dog. Nothing on but this robe, my socks, and some drawers. She tell me to have a seat. Okay. I go sit down. Man, some crazy-ass lady. I can see that the lady been acting crazy in a waiting room. Cause she was there just as long as I was there. They sit her right next to me. She looks at me. They done sat you out here thick. Ain't no telling what somebody gonna do to you. I'm like, oh my God. I'm looking at this lady like I ain't got my knife, nothing, man. This lady, she looking fierce too. I'm like, oh, this lady finna try to rape me up in this goddamn hospital. Dog, they just, and they told me to come on, dog. They just treated me like a piece of meat, dog. Like, I actually know how women feel now. When they, women, like, I felt so violated. Dog, I really did. I just felt violated altogether.
What kind of, was this like a free clinic?
You said what?
Was this like the free clinic, the low-income clinic, the no-insurance clinic? Because apparently they don't have
that. Oh man, I got insurance. Hell, it happened at work, so my job got to pay for it.
Man,
yeah, that's why your boss asked you was you thought you was faking, because he don't want to pay no workman comp.
No, and the whole time I'm there, he calling every 10 minutes. You be back at 5, right? You know, you don't call it.
Yeah, I couldn't have been your nurse though, because you would have been violated.
You
would have like stripped down, and I would have gave your ass a towel. Strip down. There you go.
A towel though.
Not a towel.
You gonna do them like Monique did, dude, in Soul Plane?
I ain't gonna do
no cap. Denzel.
What you say,
OMG.
Ain't gonna be no cavity searches.
You gonna violate everyone in your civil.
I know.
Right.
I wouldn't did no cavity searches. You would have been violated.
Yeah, she would have. She'd been grabbing your dick. It hurt right here. It hurt.
Right, I'm like, I'm in that.
I'm in that
shit. I might have lost my job that day. You was getting smacked all on the ass. Yeah, I was lost my job that day.
She's like, a titty in your mouth. Come out. Did it hurt?
It was a Mexican lady. They did her bad too, cause they sent her out there like that too. And she was gonna walk past me, and she seen me, and she stopped. And she looking at the lady like, "Can you please? I don't want to go past her with my ass hanging out." I just felt the urge to slap on the ass and say, "Good job." Cause she was looking like, "Man, they did us wrong, man. They did us wrong in there. I'm not bullshit."
Well, y'all should have filled out a comment card and told them how bad their service was about their robes and stuff.
I pretty much had to drive home one leg. With a brace on your leg, you're trying to hold it straight.
Yep. Which leg? Is it the driver's leg?
Nah, it's not the driver's leg. And so that leg, my other leg, so trying to hold it straight while I'm driving. It just wasn't a good day.
I don't know why.
Yes, she is. Well, I'm trying to hear not so bad day in your injury, but like I said, you would have got smacked down on the ass. If I gave you a robe, I would have been like, put this on with the opening in the front, sir.
You
probably would have been looking at me like, why I got to put it on with the opening in the front? Because I need access.
Yeah, that's crazy. Me and her out watching that baby blanket. What the hell that baby blanket going to do? All right. He ain't doing nothing.
He's doing
nothing. Don't care.
That's why I say, I guess it's just been a long day, bro.
Yeah, I agree. All right, y'all. It's time to get up out of here. I'm going to start with Janine. Hey, you got any last words for us?
Yeah,
I'm going to be on here next week. All right.
Liquor Stone, you got any last words?
Sin City bitches. Okay. Peaches, you got any last words?
Good show. See you next week. Keep up the good work.
All right, Sunshine.
What a why.
Yes, Father Tam, what a why. I think of something to argue with you about if I call next week. So you don't feel neglected.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you I'm in school. I got to get a whole bunch of my homework caught up. My GPA dropped down to 3.8, and I ain't even happy with that right now.
A 3.8? You ain't happy?
No.
My mom would have done cartwheels, so I bought a 3.8 in the house.
I'm going to graduate with a 4.0 because the industry that I'm going into is not a lot of black women is in that field.
What's your major?
EO?
Computers. No, oh, okay. Computers.
Oh, I thought it was ED.
You thought it was what?
ED.
ED.
Yeah, exotic dancing.
Wow. Could do that one if I wanted to.
Gay last words, dog.
Yeah, man. SinCityRadio.net, man. I'ma tell you, man. I'ma tell you, dog. This exactly how I felt when I was walking down that hall and all them old fat white women was looking at me. This is how I felt like they was what they want to feel.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
That's how I felt, dog.
Poor thing. Poor
thing. That's how I felt, man. Wow. I really did.
Poor baby.
All right, y'all. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Till next week, we out. Peace.